Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, trying to avoid all of the gray areas in conversation. The path to getting away from the gray areas is to have what the facts are, not necessarily the truth. Fighting truth decay is one of the mantras here. Life is an absolute. There are facts and there are things that are not facts. We get to the language, ladies, of what it means. What is a fact versus what is the truth? We all have our own truths. We have principles that we live by. The discussion of the death penalty, for example, and what is important to any or all of us to come back from now this coronavirus and see what we're going to be dealing with. Some people think we're going to deal with it one way, and some people think we're going to deal another way. But I don't think there's a consensus yet by any stretch of the imagination, because we still don't know enough about what is this? What is it all about? And how far does it go? So, all right, Jennifer, what do we have that's trending from this department? What's on the top page of your Bible today?
Well, I'm going to give you a little good news. I'll give you a little good news and a little bad news. How about that?
Good news.
We'll start with the bad news, and that is that in a survey that Gallup does every single year, Gallup found that at the present time, 25% of full and part-time workers think that they'll lose their job within the next 12 months. Last year at this time, April 2019, only 8% of workers said the same thing. So that number has gone up quite significantly. In the survey, Gallup asked, thinking about the next 12 months, how likely do you think it is that you will lose your job or be laid off? 25% of adult workers who are over 18 said that it is very or fairly likely that they'll lose their job. One quarter of U.S. workers think that they probably don't have security after 12 months, and that's been that number, again, is on the rise. Now, that being said, there are some places for growth, and so here comes your good news. There are some businesses that are being revitalized by the current crisis, and they include drive-in movie theaters. Drive-in movie theaters have been trending in almost every city.
Cool.
Excuse me. And now I have to be honest. I have never been to a real drive-in movie theater.
I've never been to one. They don't
exist. I think it's an age thing. I think there are many of them left.
It definitely is.
That's what I'm getting at. Is the one that I went to one time, a long time ago, years and years ago, on a date, there was like a setup drive-in movie, like at the top of an office building in downtown LA, which was pretty cool. But I've never been to a real drive-in movie theater. And so this has been almost a forgotten business in the United States. But now they're saying that this is going to be poised to make a comeback as people want to get out of the house a little bit, but still maintain distance. There are 40,000 movie theaters in the country that have been closed down, and so drive-in.
So no jumping in the back seat of the car is what you're saying.
Well, you could, I guess, but you can also bring the family to go see a movie.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
You can't go to a regular theater.
The drive-in movie wasn't for seeing the movies.
With someone,
I know. Right. It was for necking.
That's
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, so.
Some parking, like, I think, and I'm going to give a tip of the hat to churches on this, because on Easter Sunday, during Holy Week, people wanted to congregate and celebrate their spirituality and their faith, and they couldn't do it in church. So a lot of places set up almost like mock drive-through movie theaters, where they had big parking lots filled with people who brought their cars in, and they had someone giving the, talking and have the speaker going, and I don't know. I think that's kind of a cool deal. Yeah, it's a good way to do it.
All right, so let's go.
I did not know this, but until the drive-through or drive-in movie theater thing came up, there was a reporter who asked Governor Cuomo last week about it, and apparently there are 58 drive-in movie theaters in the state of New York, which I never knew. And I can't, it's crazy. And even the reporter said, he goes, yeah, I know. He's like, this is nuts, but there are 58 of them, and apparently they're in some sort of association with each other. And so I think that that's going to start, those are going to be opened in New York, just because, like what you said, it's a safe and fun thing for families.
Well,
to
you got to have land. It's about, in order to do this right, it's about 70 acres that are required. And most communities don't have 70 acres of land that's in one spot anymore. These would be drive-ins that used to be in business and somehow
acres?
Or other.
That seems
70
way
acres
too big.
About what? No,
how do you see
you
the screen?
Yeah, the screen's huge. You've never
and
been
you
to a drive-in.
And you have multiple screens, too.
The screen, no, you don't. Well, they wrap them around, kind of.
Yeah.
But I used to go all the time when I was a kid. And the screens are huge. And they stick the little box on the side of the car that has
but
the audio
you can
in
go
it.
But now to a radio frequency and listen in your car on the radio, which is even
yep.
better.
Some of that stuff exists, but I think that would be kind of cool. I want to go back to what you said at the beginning, though, Jennifer, paying attention to the, if you wanted to call it bad news, and the stats and stuff. I'm beginning to reel again. I was just looking, I was going to talk about it, and then I thought, nope, I'm not going to talk about this, because there's no good that comes from it. There's no reason to give you more stats that are negative. There's a Pew Research Center study out about people who have been hurt the most in these dire financial times. Why is that? Who wants to know that? How does that make you feel better? Maybe, and if you want to, okay, well, I'm in that same position, so I understand what that person's going through. Maybe. But for all of us, we need an uplifting. We need to get away from, yeah, you kind of want to know how this affects you and your family, the personal side of it. But looking at a report about how people in certain income stratas have been hit harder than others, I don't see any reason to talk about it, frankly. But I am not criticizing you by any stretch of the imagination, but I do think.
This is my favorite. Doug asked me to start with the story. I tell the story.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not the story. I'm just suggesting.
We could do story. I'm yeah. lost. That was a good story. I don't get it.
What? The story about
negative? The drive-in theaters.
No, the second half. That was the second half. She said she had good news and bad news. Drive-in theaters was the good news.
Well,
bad news is.
I only focused on the good because I don't even know what the bad was.
See, okay, that's it. That's
25% of people are afraid they're not going to have a job next year. That's a realistic fear for people.
Yeah. So why do you want to build up somebody's fear quotient?
I don't. I just want to talk about
fear is there. Jen is not building it. It's there. No one.
Yeah,
I wish it were just based on my words, but unfortunately, it's the real situation.
There is I think you can get away from some of this stuff. We're going to try to do with our daily podcast, the podcast that we have, the djvshow.com. For example, the one that's posted there now is a focus on Earth Day and how we appreciate the natural world around us, our conversation about that. You can listen to more of it at djvshow.com, or you can follow us on social media at facebook.com/djvshow. 15 past the hour.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Hey, we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get back to it here. 17 after the hour, DJV time. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with we're going to balance good and bad, all right? And I don't know whether you consider this good or bad. And you could say to me, well, Doug, why do I need to know this? Because I think we do need to know what our adversaries are doing. Frankly, you probably haven't even heard because of all of the huzzerai around this coronavirus. Our adversaries are running all over the place. Did you know that a dozen Iranian speedboats swarmed around U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf this week? Who's heard that story? Anybody? Raise your hands.
I didn't hear that story. And by
The
way, did you hear what Trump's order was? If Iran got out of line, shoot him. Shoot to take him down. Yeah.
Yeah, right. But where's the... And is it important to know that? Is your life better or not by knowing that? I mean, a lot of these things are I guess we'd refer to them as our adversaries. I guess, is there a better way? The Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, and the North Koreans, are they our adversaries?
Yeah.
They're all...
Well, they're not our friends.
No.
I don't know.
They've all been up to no good, and nobody, as you said... Trump said, shoot them down. If they're all over the place and they're bothering us, just shoot them down. There were no Americans that were killed as a result of the incidents with either the Iranians, the Russians, the North Koreans. But there's been military action, and that's the kind of stuff that we've been distracted by the coronavirus to a point. There's nothing
normally
else. Listen to this program. For 2 months, we haven't talked about anything but the virus. What'd you say, Jennifer?
I just said normally that would be a huge story,
yes.
But it just gets pushed to the back burner.
Right, exactly.
Well, is Fatty dead or what? I think that's what everyone wants to know, right?
A grave condition still is how he's described. Yeah.
But he didn't say in a grave.
No.
In a grave.
But from what I hear about or read about his sister, she's probably trying to push him into the grave.
I was going to say, she's probably got him on a banana peel, slipping him in.
Yeah, she's...
Cyanide in the cookies.
If he's a bad dude, she's worse. Some people say she's so bloodthirsty, she make your blood...
That turns my stomach. Wouldn't it be so wonderful, we'll call it a North Korean miracle, if he goes and then she ends up not being bad and then ends up making things really good?
How do people like this? Look at what Putin's doing to solidify his control.
Look at Granddaddy. I know, but look at North Korea. Look at Granddaddy. Look at Daddy. Then look at Ol' Kim.
Yeah.
And then look at Sister Kim.
No, I'm saying
they're trained
it was
like
created
that.
Out of the commies trying to rip up the all of Southeast Asia. They tried it in Vietnam.
That's true.
Weren't successful. They tried it in North Korea, and they were successful to a point. And that's the not-so-subtle way of looking at this.
North Korea doesn't, you know, North Korea is doing what China tells them to do.
Oh, yeah. No question about that. But how are the Russians doing? Who's doing the Russians telling the Chinese what to do? Or are they just in it together? Food for thought. 21 after the hour. Mm-hmm.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yellow submarine, everybody! Yellow submarine. We all live in the yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. You can hear Ringo in there. Ha ha! There's Ringo. Crank it up there. So.
Many more of them live next door.
Fabulous. He loves singing the song. Every time he's in concert, he'll play this every show. Play it, sing it. So the Beatles and their 1968 animated movie, Yellow Submarine, coming to the band's official YouTube channel this Saturday at noon. It's a one-time-only special event. Lyrics will appear on the bottom of the screen so everybody can sing along. We all live... Wait a minute, here's the... What fun. Anyway, so the lyrics on the bottom of the screen so you can sing along. Yellow Submarine is a fourth Beatles movie following A Hard Day's Night, Help, and Magical Mystery Tour. Unlike the three earlier films, the Beatles had not much involvement in the movie beyond providing the songs. They didn't even voice their own characters, which a lot of people found kind of strange. The soundtrack, however, features classics like All You Need Is Love, which is one of my favorite Beatles things. Here we go.
All you need is love.
McCartney, Lennon.
All you need is love. Love.
Yep. Hey Bulldog is also on this and the title track, of course. There's an even bigger Beatles movie event coming later in the year. Peter Jackson's long-awaited documentary, The Beatles Get Back. You know, there's a fascination. I hope it never goes away with the Beatles, because they truly belong in the same category as Bach, Beethoven, any of the great musical creators in history. They are. They're Elvis in that same group. It's just fabulous. Just imagine. This is. I'm going to be a little spiritual and philosophical here. When you think about what happened with these guys and the fact that it seems random that they all got together, I don't believe that for a second. Something in the universe brought these guys together to create what they created. Excuse me, for themselves and for people all around the world. Is there any group, whether it's in modern times or not, that has had more of a connection to the universe, to the world. Everybody, no matter what language you speak, knows the Beatles and the Beatle music. No matter what your age, you understand and know the impact of the Beatles. So anyway, I think it's interesting. The film is built around more than 50 hours of footage from the Let It Be sessions, the Beatles Get Back, that's the Peter Jackson documentary. McCartney told Howard Stern every kind of bought into the whole idea. Everybody kind of bought into the idea that me and John were rivals and didn't like each other. But when you see the film, and it's like, thank you, it's not true. We're obviously having fun together. You can see we respect each other. We're making music together, and it's a joy to see it unfold. I love the story he told Corden when they went to Liverpool. Remember at the kitchen table of his old house? Did you see all of that?
Yeah.
Talking about how he and Lennon got together and were writing lyrics on that table. And this is another, my God, turn this up, Phil. What a fabulous song this is. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Nowhere, man. It's one of the things from Yellow Submarine. Anyway, the Beatles Get Back is going to arrive in September, but it may, during many other big movies, get pushed back a little bit. Nobody knows when anything is coming out right now, McCartney said, but it'll come out. Disney's going to release it. So something to look forward to. But Yellow Submarine thing would be fun to watch on Saturday as well. So there it is. That's the note. 25th, noontime Eastern time on the Beatles YouTube channel. Please listen. 28 after on the DJV show.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money at a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Iron.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our most striking observation to date is the powerful effect that solar light appears to have on killing the virus, both surfaces and in the air.
Can sunlight kill the coronavirus? At the White House Daily Briefing, William Bryan with the Department of Homeland Security at the podium with charts and graphics. He says new research shows how increased levels of sunlight, ultraviolet rays, and even humidity can cause the coronavirus to die off.
We've seen a similar effect with both temperature and humidity as well, where increasing the temperature and humidity, or both, is generally less favorable to the virus. We don't measure the virus as far as how long will it live on a surface. We have to measure the decay of the virus in terms of its half-life, because we don't know certain elements. We don't know how much a person expectorates when he spits, right, when he sneezes, whatever the case may be. We don't know how much a virus is in there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A conservative national Christian group calling for all churches across America to reopen and have regular services inside by early May. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The Liberty Council wants services taking place before the National Day of Prayer, which is scheduled for March 7th. The group is urging churches to follow appropriate safety protocols, but Liberty Council founder Matt Staver says their reopen church Sunday proposal in line with President Trump's national guidelines, phase one of the president's plan does identify places of worship as being among the first to be able to reopen under certain conditions.
Wealthy colleges and universities being forced to give back money they got from the federal coronavirus fund meant for small, struggling businesses.
More large universities and colleges are either returning or halting tax dollars they received amid the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump says the aid would have gone to Harvard, Stanford, Princeton, and more large businesses to the amount of $350 million.
And they've either not gone out or we've renegotiated it and they're not getting them. So in a couple of cases, they're sending them back and sending them back immediately.
The Paycheck Protection Program was meant for small businesses and industries hit hardest by the health crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back at it, 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Happy Earth Week. Lots of tips this week you can use. A conversation we had on Earth Day at the podcast. You can listen to us talking about how to appreciate the natural wonders of the world. Podcast and show at DJVshow.com. I want to shout out to my friend John McConnell, who's one of the great American radio guys. Listens to us every morning on WTTB in Vero Beach. Had a brush, an encounter with a virus that was very unpleasant. Has come through it in shining colors, but he was on the worry list for a while. Very good guy.
I know. What a crazy story. Yeah. I'm so glad.
I know it is.
And I guess that was like a a bunch of radio people together, and one of our friends, Kevin Straley, I think, was there. Or, I don't know. There was some.
Hannity, he's heard. I called him the morning after all of this stuff came to light, and he was very philosophical. He's a very soft-spoken guy, but has had great radio experience and now represents some of the best talent in the country. But he just liked to hear him tell the story of how he went south, and then a lot of the radio people who heard that he was in a hole, Hannity connected him to Dr. Oz. And that seems to have been, and I think he was on the Z-Pack and the malaria stuff that everybody's been talking about to get out of it. But he was really in tough shape for a while. It was touch and go. And he's a young guy, too. He's only mid-60s. But he's a wonderful guy. He's a wonderful person, and I'm glad that he has fared on the right side of all of this. All right, so there are other people not faring so well. Victoria, you got some updates in terms of the news about the virus. So what do we have that's good today that's better than what we had yesterday?
Well, a little more information there's still so much. Every doctor will tell you mm-hmm. there's still so much we don't know about this virus. One of the things that's going to be published now in the New England Journal of Medicine, this is coming from doctors at Mount Sinai Health System, which is in New York and throughout the country. They're seeing that that the coronavirus has had a very weird effect on blood clotting and the way that our blood clots in large arteries, specifically pulmonary embolisms, which we have a family friend who passed a few weeks ago from a pulmonary embolism, and now it's kind of come to light that his doctor believed that he did have the virus, even though they didn't have time to test him. They had to treat the symptoms, and unfortunately he lost too much oxygen to his brain, and that was it. But They initially said that they thought he was having a heart attack, and then it wasn't a heart attack, and it was actually a pulmonary embolism. And so we're seeing more and more of these clotting issues, especially in younger patients. Doctors are saying that adults in their 30s and 40s are having sudden strokes, and it's because of the virus. And they're finding out later on that they're having these severe strokes, according to the neurosurgeons. And there's a huge uptick now in the number of stroke victims who are dying, but it's actually in post-mortem, they're realizing that they had the virus. So that's going to be published. Those new findings will be published in the Journal of New England Journal. That's going to, I think, next week we'll see those results in full. The other thing that we're looking at and that in New York has been waiting for is the largest study of the malaria drug, the hydroxychloroquine. It's been in New York now. 1,600 subjects have been utilized in this study. We're going to get the results very soon, by the end of this week. It's kind of, I think, what doctors have been saying. Governor Cuomo said that around the April 20th mark, around this week, is when they expect the results. And so what they did, the reason that this is the most comprehensive testing so far, or research so far, is because they had four different groups, over 20 different hospitals, 1,600 patients. They had one group that took no drugs, one group that just had hydroxychloroquine, one group that just had chloroquine, which is a similar drug to hydroxychloroquine, and then one group that had the Z-Pak with the hydroxychloroquine. That's the combo that a lot of people have been hanging their biggest hopes on. And so this will be the first real controlled study.
But there aren't results yet.
Not have the results yet, but again, this could happen any minute. We can get these results, but it is expected to be by the end of this week. We will have the first comprehensive controlled results. There are a lot of anecdotal results that doctors are saying, I've been using the Z-Pak with hydroxychloroquine, it works great. Other doctors, cardiologists are coming forward saying that that a lot of doctors have tried it and then people end up with worse heart conditions. So
You got to know the patient. Ken Kronhaus is the first one to tell you that. He's an eminent cardiologist down in Florida and a very important part of this program.
Yep.
He does an hour with me every week on Good Day Health. You can get that podcast in the show at gooddayhealthshow.com. And he was one of the, he credits me, and I don't take the credit. I had heard his story one day when I was nosing around about the combination of the malaria thing and the Z-Pak. So I shot him an email. I said, what's the story with this? And he didn't know. So he looked it up, did the research, and the first thing he found within a few hours was the results of it being used for six people the first time it had been used together by a French doctor in Marseille. Six people were treated with it, and they all survived. So people started looking at it and thinking, oh, how is this? And then it was used by that same doctor on 100 patients, and then 900 patients. And very few of them died. They survived, and survived well and quickly. So then a doctor in New York City did the same thing with, I don't know, how many were the 900 patients?
He claimed that it's 700 or 800 patients that he's treated with it. Yeah.
Right.
And it seems if you are a candidate and you don't have any heart issues, and the problem is some of the people don't know that they have heart issues, and then they've taken this combo, and then the heart issues really become a lot worse and more prominent.
Right.
But if you are a good candidate for it, it seems to be a very promising combination. There are some other drugs that researchers are looking into. Part of the AIDS cocktail, the HIV cocktail that people have been taking for many years. A lot of those, some of the drugs that are in that cocktail that are showing really good promise to fight against coronavirus. So hopefully by the fall, we'll have some sort of treatment plan, and I think that will make people really feel more confident going out in public if they know, okay, if I do get it, then there is some treatment. Right now, the scariest thing about this is that if you get it, you know, most people, like Governor Cuomo's been saying for a month, you know, most cases self-resolve, meaning you never really have symptoms, or you do and you just get over it. But, you know, for people who are in the higher risk categories, I think it would certainly be a lot more comforting to know that there are some viable treatment options for it. So let's hope that this study shows really promising results. I think everybody's kind of crossing their fingers and hoping that we might have, a cure for most people, hopefully. I know it's not a cure for everyone, but for most, hopefully.
Yep, you'd hope that to be the case. And now, what about the next steps in opening up the European Union meeting this week to begin discussing how to recover from the virus? Some countries a little more wary than others, and that's understandable. They're going to have their fourth summit. It's a virtual summit. They're not meeting together. They're just on Zoom or Skype or whatever it is. They haven't gotten together. They normally get together every month, and they haven't gotten together for a couple of months because of what happened in Italy. 27 leaders from different countries looking into the harm the virus has caused to their people and to their economies. There is a $2.2 trillion recovery plan proposed by the European Union, and so that's what they're going to be discussing here, trying to figure out whether they reopen schools and resume business. Germany, Austria, Denmark, France are restarting parts of their economies, and that's sort of the encouragement that people over here are getting, but we're behind where they are. I think they're about a month ahead of us, aren't they, in terms of results and numbers going down there, as if I'm not mistaken. I think Germany especially handled this thing very well. But the Germans,
I read an article.
Very precise. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that is true. One of the things that I read that's interesting is how different countries have really been able to mitigate these effects very early on, Germany being one of them. One of the things that I read yesterday, and I did not know this, and maybe, you know, I'm the dumb one, I don't know, but I did not know that Angela Merkel is a scientist, and apparently she was the reason Germany locked it down so fast is that she had read a lot of the science that was coming out of South Korea, and after SARS, apparently she was very informed about that, having a scientific background. And so within the scientific community, they've been talking about this virus. Our family friend, who's a molecular biologist, he said in the scientific community, he remembers sitting at Thanksgiving table last year, at the Thanksgiving table, reading these reports that this virus coming out of Wuhan.
There's a couple of updates on some podcasts, recent Good Day Health podcasts with Dr. Ken Kronos. One of them focuses on a new blood test that can reveal early signs of 50 cancers. You'll want to get that information. We get off of the wheel with the coronavirus, but then there's another podcast that Ken explains the quick saliva test that's on the way for the COVID-19. So both of those podcasts are available. They're quick, easy ways to keep up with Ken and his ability to look at what's going on in the medical community and the journals and summarize them so everybody can understand what's going on. So those podcasts, both available at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Hey, we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, here's a moral dilemma, ethical dilemma. Say somebody is in his or her 80s, maybe 90s, and they have Alzheimer's, and they have the signs of this coronavirus. Should they be treated, given the circumstances? Should they take medicine from other people who are younger and healthier? And give it to them rather than give it to the
shortage. There's not a shortage of Z-Packs. I would absolutely give it to my family if it were my family.
Of course.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess Doug wouldn't, so I'm glad he's not in charge of my future health.
He's not going to be my advocate.
Doug pulled the plug, Stefan.
You know, she had it coming.
Yeah, she had a good life.
Just take her back to the manure pile.
You better hope that your own kids, Doug, don't have that attitude.
We have this conversation we laugh about all the time. Who I want to have in charge of the plug, whether it's Megan or Brendan. And
if you want to stay alive, make it me, because apparently your whole family's in shutting the lights out.
Okay, I'll change my will. You're in charge, Jennifer.
I'll have you stuffed.
Yeah, right, exactly. And put on the back porch. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Ken, questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida, here with us to answer questions that have come from various sources, mostly listeners. The question came up this week, Ken, and I didn't have a good answer for it. Can the coronavirus be spread on the soles of your shoes?
Yes. Studies are showing that coronavirus does occur on the soles. It's collected as people walk, and it can be spread. And the recommendation is to take your shoes off and not bring them into the house.
Take your shoes off and not run. A lot of people that I know who are, for
the Japanese have done that forever.
Yeah. And a lot of people who are spiritually motivated take off the shoes and bring, when you come through the door, they take them off. But in this case, keep the stuff out of the house. What about washing them, washing the soles of your shoes? Could you use Lysol or some of that stuff to...
I'm sure you could take a Lysol wipe and wipe them down, but I don't know if you want to get... You know, then you have to really get your hands clean, and I'm not sure I know why, because as soon as you go outside, you're at risk of getting them dirty again.
Yeah, well, are you at risk
just
everywhere?
Just don't lick the soles of your shoes and keep them on the ground.
But you want to repeat that? Don't lick the soles of your shoes,
and
boys and girls.
Just keep them on the ground.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Most, again, this is transmitted person to person, and also when you get it on your hands, and you, because you've touched the surface, and then you touch your hands to your mouth, your nose, or your eyes. That's how you get this. You know, if it's at your outside your front door, sitting there, and it's on the bottom of the shoes, don't even think about it, because that's not going to get to you and cause in you COVID-19.
Here's a listener that's still not sure how to best make her satisfied she doesn't have it? Is it using a thermometer? Is it a blood? What's the best way in your own wheelhouse to establish in your own mind that you don't have it or you do have it?
Well, you can get tested for it to see if you have active illness. And the best test at the moment is this Abbott quick test, point of service test, quick, where you get the answers. If you're positive in 5 minutes, if you're negative in 15 minutes, and it's just an easy swab of the nose. And coming in the next week or two will be a test even easier, where all you'll do is spit into a cup and they'll use your saliva. And then the other way to find out your history is to find out if you've ever been exposed in the past with the antibody test, and that's already been approved by the FDA and will be hopefully widely available in the next week or two. And either looking at it, either one of these ways with the help of a good doctor, you can tell your natural history easy and get peace of mind.
All right, back to sleep. We were talking on the Good Day Health program about being sleep deprived if you use marijuana, but there are a lot of people who are being sleep deprived because of what they call coronasomnia. I guess that's
insomnia.
Insomnia.
Anxiety about the corona. Yes, definitely. And a lot of us use the gym to get rid of our stress and we can't get in there. And this is what I'm talking about, the treatment being worse than the disease. And absolutely, mental stress is a big component of this. And that's why hopefully we can come up with a plan to get society back to our lives in a safe manner.
Well, there's been a lot of irresponsible reporting, as we know, and axe grinding when it comes to this sort of thing. And people's fears are, if we're playing just a numbers game, and we look at the number of people who have died in this country and around the world from this coronavirus compared to the annual flu, whatever the flu blend is that particular year, it's not laughable, but it certainly is minuscule. Is it not?
I mean, depends what year you look, but a couple of years ago in America, unfortunately, we lost 60,000 people, even with a vaccine. And this year, it looks like we're going to be on pace with the flu, our usual 30,000 in America. We lose 50,000 people a year in America just from inappropriate drug use. And we lose several hundred thousand people in America every year from heart disease. So we
automobile accidents. I mean, you can go through any number of things that are medically induced or otherwise.
We're not looking for any deaths, but to put this in perspective, the models greatly overestimated how severe this is going to be, thankfully, and by some of our reactions to it have also decreased the mortality. But fortunately, this has not turned into the kind of catastrophe that some of the models predicted.
You can send your questions to me on Twitter at Doug Steffen. That's a good way to do it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with his service to the public every week. Lake Cardiology is his home. That's where his office is. And as I said, you can contact him and do that telemedicine at 352-735-1400. This is Good Day Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.